An infamous dossier is back in the news. It contains some pretty salacious and unverified claims about President Trump and Russia. Turns out the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign helped pay for that research. And the president and some of his allies say that goes to show the entire investigation into Russian meddling is nothing more than a political hit job. NPR's Ryan Lucas is here to help sort all of this out. Hi, Ryan.
Howdy.
So can you just first catch us up a little? What do we know about this dossier?
Well, this dossier began its life as opposition research by Trump's Republican primary opponents. Now, during the general election, that research was taken over by the Democrats and the Clinton campaign. Now, the dossier was not public knowledge until it was leaked in January to the press. And when it was, that set off this incredible firestorm.
I don't remember. Know if
you, exactly. And that was in large part because of some of the more salacious allegations in the dossier. Now, a lot of those claims, the salacious ones at least, haven't been verified.
Right.
But here's what's important to remember. The kind of broad brushstrokes of the dossier have been backed up by public reporting. By that, I mean the allegations about contacts between folks in the Trump camp and the Russians. Now, we have to remember, the president has denied the allegations, and he calls this dossier the fake news dossier.
The fake news dossier. Okay, that's what President Trump says. But what are the Republicans saying about all of this?
Well, Republicans on the Hill have been asking for a long time, who paid for this? In short, their argument is basically that if the dossier was paid for by the Democrats, then at root, this is all just a political hit job. So if the basis of the investigations is a Clinton-backed document, then there's no case against Trump and the whole Trump-Russia case. Now, the president himself took to Twitter today to address the whole issue and cited, I believe it was a quote from Fox News, in which the quote said, "The victim is the president." His conservative allies have pushed the same message. One is a man named Eric Erickson, mm-hmm. who's a conservative radio host. And he said the Democrats, Obama, and the FBI tried to dig up dirt on Trump. And he called it, quote, "an incestuous relationship of sore losers."
Okay, well, can you just put this all in context? Are they saying that there's no basis for the investigations into the Trump camp and Russia at all?
Well, actually, there's a lot of information in the public sphere that does not come from the dossier. First, you have the main document of all of this, which is the intelligence agency's assessment on Trump and Russia. And that was published in January. And that said that Russia tried to cause chaos, undermine U.S. democracy, hurt Hillary Clinton, and ultimately help lift Trump to victory. There's also been a bunch of reporting of contacts in the public realm since then. There's the June 2016 meeting between senior Trump campaign officials, including his son, Donald Jr., and a Russian lawyer. This meeting took place at Trump Tower.
Right.
There are also the contacts that his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, had with the Russian ambassador during the transition. Flynn, of course, ultimately lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this may not add up to say, coordination with Russia on the campaign, but this is what investigators are trying to determine.
So what does this latest twist mean for the special counsel's investigation under the Justice Department?
It's unlikely to have much of an impact on Robert Mueller's investigation. That continues. It will contribute, however, to a lot of the political noise around the investigation. Just today, for example, the House Speaker Paul Ryan said the Justice Department must hand over the documents on the dossier's funding. And the fight has already helped derail two Russia investigations on the Hill. But the most serious one, the Senate Intelligence Committee, still on track and moving forward.
All right. NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you.
Thank you.